Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
850, the political show, one of the political shows I watch.
Yes.
I'm not sitting on the beach, is Face the Facts. And one of the political blogs, one of the news blogs I read is CT News Junkie.
Well, me too.
They, of course, are the, well, Face Facts is Mike Heidick's show, but Christine Stewart is a contributor. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, is that what you are?
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
That's good.
Have you built the extra wing yet for the Emmys? Has Doug gotten done with that?
No.
Not yet?
I can lend you a bookcase if you want it.
Yeah, I can give you a couple of shelves. So.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so first off, what do we expect? First off, what are they going to announce when the special session is, or have I missed it?
So the special session for the House is going to be on Thursday.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a little unusual because they both the House and the Senate can't be in the building at the same time because you can't have that many people in the building. Oh. So the House has come up with this voting method where they can actually vote from their offices in the legislative office building. So they don't all have to be in the chamber at the same time. And I don't know exactly if the Senate has come up with their voting method, but I know that they're super opposed to breaking with tradition and voting in the House chamber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so that could be an issue.
Apparently. Yeah. I mean, but you can only have so many people in, you know, inside is bad. Outside is fine, but inside is bad. So
well,
you
why don't they just
so
take it all outside?
Yeah, that's good.
Why don't they just move it all? If the weather's nice, move it all outside.
Yeah, that's complicated because, you know, where are your buttons? You know, what button are you going to push for?
We can raise hands.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of old-fashioned, but you could do that.
All right, so the Senate has not established what day they're going to go into special session?
They've not established what day, but they're going to do it the following week.
Okay. So, right. Well, we'll have 2 weeks worth of this excitement.
Yes.
What do you think, of the four things that it said they are taking up, is there one that stands out to you that could produce some animus between the two sides?
Yeah, I think so. I think that pretty much the issue that they are stuck on is with the police accountability bill and qualified immunity, and whether police officers should, if they work for a municipality or if they work for the state, have immunity from lawsuits if something goes wrong.
If you're a cop, you get indemnified by your employer, namely the city?
Yes.
Okay.
You get indemnified by your employer that, you know, if anything happens, their insurance.
So you are covered.
Would cover you, yes.
Unless you're totally out of bounds.
Right. There's other circumstances that would put you outside of that.
Okay. Well,
which has happened in rare occasions. Very rare occasions.
So that one could provide a little back and forth.
Yeah, really, really.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much the only one that could provide the back and forth. And, you know, they expect that debate on Thursday is probably going to go long. And some of that isn't necessarily on the specific issues, but making sure that everybody gets a chance to talk. But everybody can't be in the chamber at the same time. So the person to the left or right of you in the chamber won't be able to be in the chamber if you want to speak on a bill.
Ooh. What happened to the LOB theory, where they were going to vote and meet, you know, remotely from the legislative office building? Is that still there?
Well, the debate is still going to happen on the floor of the House.
Okay.
So if you want to participate in debate, if you want to ask a question, you have to be in the chamber.
But they're going to vote from their offices, as you just said.
They can vote from their offices.
Right. Okay.
But to debate the bill and So that might take a little bit longer.
All right, let's talk about something else that's on the website, which is ctnewsjunkie.com, and that's the child care industry what's happened with that and what sort of an impact COVID-19 has had on it and will have on it going forward.
Yeah, so this is really bad. This is bad for any working parent that is out there. There's going to be a shortage of child care slots. We're probably going to lose about 45,000 child care slots.
Oh, my God.
Because child cares haven't been, you know, some of them haven't been open. There's been 1,500 that have been open, but some of them have not been open, which means they haven't been receiving the tuition dollars to be able to continue to serve children into the future. So I know that a lot of them are beginning to shut down or come up with different plans or try to merge operations.
Christine, the ones that were open, 1,500, I think you said. How do they do it? I mean, do they have the kids wearing masks and everything?
Yeah, so they have a screening process for when you come in. So they were doing, it's not required anymore, but they were doing temperature checks on the way in, and they were asking you a series of five questions. And so with the 1,500 daycares that have been open, there's only been 20 to 30 infections. And that's including parents, staff, and children.
Oh, good.
So super, super low number. And the research is showing that children under 10 are not very good carriers of COVID and are not spreading it at a very high rate.
Talking with Christine Stewart of CTNewsJunkie.com and NBC Connecticut. Have you made it out? Do you speak Spanish? Have you been on Telemundo?
I have not. I do not speak Spanish.
Oh, all right, because no. I was thinking that was there was another broadcast as I try to further your career as much as I can.
You're doing your best.
I was thinking that would be another avenue, you know?
Are they just down the hall, Joe?
They're in the same building.
Yeah, okay.
They're right in the same building there. So they took over one of the desks in sports in my final days there. So, by the way, this question came up earlier. Is the governor still having daily press briefings?
He is not having daily press briefings. He's having briefings maybe twice a week.
Okay.
So it's not a daily basis, but he is having them when necessary.
How realistic do we think it is that they'll be able to enforce this thing with the travelers coming in from out of state finding them $1,000? How many law enforcement officials are they going to have to hire to go check on people?
Yeah, I don't think that, and I think that Lamont, too, kind of has admitted that, you know, he initially didn't want to impose a fine because he didn't think that they would be able to enforce it.
Right.
But I think that you say that you're going to impose a fine, you know, how much it's actually going to be enforced,
I don't know.
I guess that remains to be seen, but you have to, you know, flex some muscle there.
Well, Christine, one other thing I want to go before we get, you know, kids are going back to school, we hope. At least that's the date. I think I'm right on that, Joe. Just exactly when, I'm not sure there. But, I mean, the fact is, I'm reading stories from all across the country, thanks to the magic of the Internet, that, you know, a lot of people in Florida, I think they're suing the governor, the teachers are. A lot of teachers are reluctant to go back because they don't feel that the safety precautions will be adequate. Think that could happen here?
Yeah, well, I mean, there have been questions from the teachers unions nationally, questions about whether their membership would be willing to strike if they didn't feel it was safe enough to go back to the schools. There are going to be opportunities for teachers who don't want to go back to school or who are in a high-risk category and can't really go back to school. But I think that the research has also shown that school for children, the younger children under the age of 10, is actually pretty safe.
Okay. It's just a matter of getting them all in there. So.
Yes.
Yeah. Where do you put them?
Well, because, I mean, they're still going to, even though it's safe for them, they're still going to want to socially distance them when we get into the whole thing of how you're going to stick everybody in the school buildings.
Yeah, and you're going to put a mask on everybody. And you know what? I have a five-year-old, and if my five-year-old wants to do something and it requires wearing a mask, she wears a mask. And questions asked. And
yeah, but you have a husband who also, if he wants to do something, he's going to do something. So you're pretty, you know, you may be the queen of the Connecticut News Junkie, but in the Stewart household?
No.
Strong-willed people.
All right. Thank you for the time. It's good to catch
up
with
Christine.
You. Stay safe, and we'll watch for you unless it's a sunny day and I'm on the beach Sunday morning at 10 on Face the Facts. No, you know what? Actually, let me change it. I have to tape that and watch it later.
You can do that.
Well, because if I don't watch the show on the station I work for, I could get in big trouble.
So. Okay, so you got to do this. I understand.
I have to serve two masters. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. The fabulous Christine Stewart.
She's just coming along nicely, isn't
best.
She?
She's the best. I'll tell you what. If we teach her Spanish, she can get on there and tell her whatever the NBC Spanish thing is. And,
it's not Univision, is it? Or tell?
No. It's their own station.
Well, Univision's kind of tied into that.
Yeah. But. So.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.